The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Save as you've never saved before when Simmons Company's fantastic carload of bargain sale heads your way. Beds, mattresses, hide-a-bed sofas, sectionals, everything top Simmons quality, everything at history-making prices. Easy terms arranged on any and all purchases. See the whole story in this week's issue of Life Magazine. All aboard for Simmons' carload of savings!
Betsy? Betsy, now come here. Come on.
Now, what have I told you? Now, just what have I told you?
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, yes, you do. Now, what have I told you?
You told me lots of things. I don't know which one you mean.
Well, I will refresh your memory. When we're out here at the cottage, you are not to go out on the dock unless Mommy or Daddy are with you. And you can play on the beach, but you are not to walk out in the dark.
Why?
It's way over your head at the end of the dock. Now, if you should fall in.
I can swim.
Well, you don't swim well enough yet.
Hi.
Hey, Daddy. Hi, Daddy.
Hi, dear. Well, you got out here early.
Well, I finished my work at the office, so I could get here while I still have a couple of hours daylight, do a little more painting. How
are
you doing?
Oh, I painted the porch railing this afternoon. That goes a lot slower than painting the sides of the cottage.
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought I'd get up about 5, work a couple of hours then, too, before I had to drive back into town.
Uh-huh. Gee, I hate to paint it and have it all nice and then sell it.
Darling, this is the time to sell it. We won't need it when we get our new house built. We got a small lake right there.
Yeah, I know. Oh, by the way, your dear pal Charlie is out at the lake here, too.
Well, look, I don't want to see him. He'll be over here telling me how to paint.
Well, work on the south side of the cottage, then, and he won't see you. I'll call you when supper's ready, dear.
How much time do you have for winnowing over the weekends? And we're talking specifically about winnowing the news. Once upon a time, when news traveled slowly, time and distance did the winnowing for people, leaving only what was vital. Nowadays, in our era of almost instantaneous transmission, news floods in on us, the trivial along with the vital. Have you the time to sort it over, winnowing out the happenings that are important to you to know? Nobody has, except trained newsmen. That's why you rely on CBS News to keep up with the events over the weekend. A worldwide news organization gathers the raw material. At CBS News headquarters, seasoned veterans of the news world winnow the wheat from the chaff. Then at regular intervals over the weekend, CBS News broadcasts bring you up-to-the-minute reports on what's going on all over the world. CBS News reporters and correspondents make every one of those broadcasts an illuminating and rewarding summary of just what you want to know. Keep up with the news this weekend with CBS News.
Beautiful evening. Come on, sit down on the porch steps here with me. Come on, look at the moonlight on the lake.
Oh, it's lovely. But I think we ought to go to bed early if you're planning to get up at 5 and do some more painting, dear.
Yeah, I guess so. Come on, sit here. Hold a little closer so I can put my arm around you.
Well,
it's all right, you know, we're married. Anyhow, nobody's looking.
Oh, it's beautiful out.
Honey, you know what I just thought of? Mm. That Sigma Chi house party we went on.
Oh, yes, I was so excited. My first house party up at Gull Lake, wasn't it?
Yeah, we hadn't had many dates then, had we?
Oh, no, and I remember when you asked me, I was so thrilled to be going with you. Oh, I just thought you were wonderful. Just the thought of riding up in the car with you with the rest of the crowd. Eating meals with you and dancing. Oh, I remember how thrilled I was.
Yeah, sure. Were you really?
Yes. It's funny when you think back on those things and then the way you feel now.
What do you mean, the way you feel now?
Well, I mean, we're married. I know you so well, you know.
Well, I lost my charm?
No, but after all, dear, it's different. Before we were married, you'd take me out to dinner. It was so exciting, and I think, oh, how did I ever catch him? And now when we sit down at the table, I just think, oh, dear, dishes again.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Oh, you're a cutie pie.
All right.
Oh,
I don't believe it.
Hello, Charlie.
Oh, an old married couple like you sitting out here smooching.
Yeah, we weren't smooching, Charlie.
Oh, now I saw you. I was just down at the dock checking my boat, saw you two sitting here. But I just say hello.
Oh, hello.
Well, fine, Charlie. We were just taking a look at the lake before we turned in. I'm going to be getting up at 5 to get some painting done before I drive back to town.
Oh, yeah? It's taking you quite a while to get this place painted, isn't it? You know, the trouble is, you're doing it the old-fashioned way, pal.
I think I'll go on in, dear. Good night, Charlie.
Uh-oh. Good night, beautiful.
And if you're getting up at 5,
yes,
dear...
Yes, I know. I'll be right
in. If you want to bring those other blankets in from the car, dear, I don't think I have enough over Betsy. Sort of chilly.
All right, honey.
Chilly? Boy, it's just nice out. Yeah, I was thinking of going in swimming tomorrow. Yeah, how about joining me for an early morning dip?
Huh? Oh, no, Charlie. I'm getting up to paint.
What's the matter? Water too cold for you?
Oh, no. I prefer it when the water's cold.
Yeah, I do, too. You know, I've gone swimming when we had to break the thin layer of ice on top.
Oh, yeah, sure. I have, too. It's good for you. I mean, it makes you feel better. Invigorating.
Yeah, isn't it? Hey, look, I tell you what. Why don't we swim across the lake?
Across the lake?
Well, sure, not much more than a mile. Of course, it may be too far for you if you aren't in very good condition.
Oh, certainly, I'm in good condition. It isn't that. It's just that I want to do some more painting in the morning. And...
Oh, come on now. You know what they say, all work and no play?
No. Well, not only that, I got to get back into town to the office. You know, if we're over on the other side of the lake...
Well, I can have Madge drive around and pick us up. Or else I know plenty of people over there with boats. Give us a ride back.
Oh, well...
Gonna chicken out on me, huh?
Oh, for Pete's sake, Charlie. Now, look,
well, that's okay, pal. I was a champion swimmer in college. Sometimes I forget the other guys can't always keep up with me.
Oh, look, Hunter, don't you worry about me.
Oh, great. I'll see you at the crack of dawn, man. Old boy, huh?
Oh, well, yeah... Fine. Okay, Charlie. All right.
Good night. Good night.
Oh, honey, don't slam the screen door. You'll wake Betsy.
I'm sorry. I forgot. Where are my swimming trunks?
Oh, I don't... Swimming trunks? You're going to swim now?
No. I just thought I'd take a dip in the morning.
Oh, the water's warming up here, dear.
Well, I'm going in anyhow. Well, where do you think my swimming trunks might be?
Are you crazy? The water is just...
Now, you just wake up, Betsy. You talk about my being quiet.
What is all this?
Charlie's going to swim across the lake tomorrow.
Well, let him swim. What have you got to do with it?
He asked me to join him.
Across the lake?
Yeah.
Across the lake?
Yes.
What are you going to do? Wear a fur coat and take some water wings?
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Why, it's all you can do to get out to the raft. In fact, you even moved the raft in farther because you could barely make it last summer.
I am a darn good swimmer now. You forget I was on the swimming team in school.
But that was in school. You haven't kept up at all.
Who says I haven't kept up?
I suppose you'd rather drown than tell Charlie Bean that you can't make it across the lake. Huh?
If that clunk can swim across the lake, so can I. Well, I mean, this isn't a race. I can take it easy. If I get tired, I can always turn over and float. Well, I am going to do it.
Is anyone going alongside in a boat?
Certainly not.
Well, I am.
You are not.
Indeed, I am.
I am certainly not going to have you humiliating me by going alongside in any boat.
But that's only common sense, darling. You must have lost your mind. I don't understand you at all.
Now, you look here. I told you. I've taken all I care to take from that Charlie Bemis. If there's one thing I ever wanted to do, it's swim across that lake tomorrow, and by golly, I am going to do it. Look, I can't help it if you don't understand. It's just something I've got to do, that's all.
All right. Think you can do it?
I am going to do it. Now, please find my swimming trunks.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
Yes, baby, we do have bananas. And what luscious sweet bananas we have, fresh from Beechnut Babyland. That's where the best baby foods come from, you know, because Beechnut Babyland is a very special place, a place where worlds of love and care are lavished on just one thing, the finest food for babies, like Beechnut bananas. baby can taste their special goodness, and mother, you can too. You can tell that Beef Nut starts with such healthy, yellow, ripe bananas. Nothing less will do in Babyland. Then the bananas are also carefully strained and packed. So the natural sweet flavor, the natural food nourishment is there for baby to enjoy. And does he ever? Just watch your baby go for Beef Nut bananas from Beef Nut Babyland. Next time you shop, get Beef Nut, the most babied foods in the world.
I'm okay, I'm okay. You go to sleep.
And I can't sleep with you rolling and tossing. You worried?
Worried? What would I be worried about? Everything's going fine at the office.
I'm talking about the swim you're taking in the morning.
Oh, Dad. Now, look, there's nothing to talk about because I'm going to do it. That is final.
All right. Good night, dear.
Good night.
Where are your insurance policies? The safety deposit box?
What?
Your insurance policies.
Oh, Yes, in the safety deposit box.
Now, that's in both our names, isn't it? I wouldn't have any trouble.
Yes, in both our names. You know that.
Mm. Where's the key again?
Oh, in the top drawer of the desk.
Oh. Well, good night, dear.
Good night.
You have double indemnity, don't you?
Yes, I...
Well, of course, double indemnity is just for accidents, isn't it? Now, does that mean car accidents or trains, or does that include drowning, too?
Well, I don't know. For Pete's sake, why are you bringing all that up now?
Aren't you interested in knowing your loved ones are cared for?
Certainly, but I wish...
Goodness knows what I'd do to earn a living. Not fitted for anything much, really. Oh, well, I'd probably just get married again.
Married again?
Yeah, if I met somebody, you know, but... Well, now, don't worry about that now. You got enough on your mind. You better rest up. You're going to need all the strength you can get.
Look, don't you realize I can't get out of this even if I wanted to? Which I certainly don't. Now, anyhow...
Let me tell Charlie in the morning that you're sick.
No, I'm... Sick with what?
Well, poison ivy. Look, you could go out now and rub some on your hands. It would show by morning. You know how
I love poison ivy.
Well, maybe you could jump off the roof and break a leg. Might take 6 months to heal. At least I'd still have
you. Don't you see Charlie is just waiting for me to chicken out on him, as he puts it? Don't you see that?
Well, wouldn't you rather be a live chicken than a dead pigeon?
So, you don't understand it all.
No, I don't, dear. If Madge Bemis said she was going to swim across the lake, it wouldn't make me feel that I had to do it.
Well, that is one of the basic differences between men and women. Now, look, I don't want to talk any more about it. Tomorrow, I am going to swim across the lake. And don't you worry, I'll make it.
Yeah, I hope so. Good luck, dear.
I'll make it. It's the thought of you marrying some other guy.
Oh, funny, that's sweet.
Who might inherit my fishing rod and my golf club.
Oh,
now, don't you worry, I'll make it. I hope.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunk, with Francie Myers and Don Briggs, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.